KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset.
Starting. Welcome to the Sandpoint City Council meeting of January 14th, 2025. The meeting will be called to order at 7 p.m. We'll get a roll call, please, Jade.
Mayor Smith?
Here.
Austin Roos?
Here.
Danny Gunderson?
Here.
Amy Eubanks?
Here.
Jack Foster Jr.?
Yes.
Lisa Gunderson?
Here.
William Lichten Jr.?
Here.
All right, we have a quorum. Okay, we'll go on to the first item, is the approval of the agenda. At this time, are there any additions or corrections needed to the agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda with the correction of resolution 4-17-25-0.
I'll second. All right, motion by Maritza. By Bill. Roll call, please, Jake.
Austin?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
All right, we'll move on to the next item is public comment on agenda items. Are there any public comments on agenda items at this time? All right, hearing none. On to the consent agenda. There's one item, the minutes of the regular meeting of November 25th, 2024. Did everyone have a chance to read over the minutes? Any need for correction? All right, seeing none. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the minutes of November 25th, 2024.
Make a motion to adopt the minutes for, you say?
November 25th.
November 25th, 2024.
All right. I'll second. We have a motion by Amy and a second by Billy. We have, no further discussion. Roll call, please, Jade.
Marisa?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
All right. Motion carried. Go on to the next is reports. The first is a report by Public Works Director Julius Carlson, which he is used. He's out of town. The report is in the packet. In addition to that, he included that the Unga Tribe had donated $390,000 for two pieces of equipment, which is a excavator and a trailer to haul it around town. That was in addition. Thank you very much to the other tribe. So we'll go on to the next report. Next report would be the water and supervisor Dylan Jacobs.
Mr. Mayor, good evening, Council. We're working on our significant deficiencies from the EE. We're having deficiency number 3, drains from the Harbor Flow under the floats, cleared out the drains, and there won't be any standing water. Pump 2 at the reservoir intake is now operational again. We changed the grease out and instead of pumps, we changed the grease out on the flow sheet pumps at the maintenance. Grease check valves on pumps. HDR, who was working on our lead and copper survey, needed us to get the number of services, size, and material on the harbor floats for the lead and copper service project. We were cutting and hauling all the way around the hydrant on the upper loop of the trailer for it. Karen had filled in with a trash truck for a few weeks. Organized and cleaned up the water plant. Used the sewer snake at Johnson Avenue. Paint flow meters, port, water samples, back washing, pumped out and transported to fortified exact in the school. Updated from NTHD on their upcoming projects. And the pursuit funding on Johnson Avenue sewer main replacement. And they were looking towards their final design on the water treatment plant upgrade. As a few days ago, I received their 95% draft plan.
All right. Thank you, Dylan. Any questions or comments for Dylan? Austin?
Yeah, good work on getting the significant deficiencies fixed. That's awesome. Now it's probably getting a little bit colder. Have you guys done anything with the Johnson Avenue fixes or anything like that? Have you heard anything?
So far, I think it's
okay.
Thank you, Austin. Any other comment? None. Thank you, Dylan. Okay, we'll go on to the next report. Is the Harvard Masters report with Alan Kuchinoff.
We shut off the water on the closed system, closed the public bathroom, fixed the street lights, makes the art tour, she donated a couple days to be light, it's an operational. We repaired the gill, got the float dock for the fireboat operational through the last trial and error. Figured out the fireboat issue was having, the fireboat was having an issue shifting in the gear, we got that working, all the soy boats. Fixed lights on our warehouses, and woodwork, and all free for our community. So I got to report.
All right, thank you, Alan. Any questions or comments for Alan? I think none. Thank you, Alan. Okay, we'll go on to the next report, is the Department of Public Safety, the Police Chief, Ben Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For the month of December, we had 17 calls to 911, 4 of them being hang-ups, 9 requests for med on call, 2 suspicious activities, 1 ambulance need, 4 welfare checks, 1 assault, 2 noise complaint, and 1 trespass call. We had 1 arrest for a DWI off of a ready report. 1 civil paper served, 1 deceased person, 7 courtesy transports, 2 medical assistance, 1 welfare check. The big issue for December was the 911 system being down. Still not completely resolved. We have ordered a new phone for the office to see if that will resolve it. DCI is trying to reach out to the fast wire, have a conference call, make sure everything worked out with the fast wire's repeat. Attended a FBI National Academy Association conference in Anchorage. Learned that they're our insurance company is also working to create a police policy for the entire state. And if we adopted that, we would get about $5,000, 5% off of our bill. In reference to last week, charges were filed for the fire. One person was Title 47, and I am waiting on results from the medical examiner before I can close out the other.
All right. Thank you, Ben. Any questions or comments for Ben? Hearing none. Thank you, Ben. Okay, we'll move on to the next item with the EMS and fire. We obviously had a fire there. But it all went well. And on EMS, we have 1 applicant for that position. So we'll have someone there soon. Okay, we'll move on to
The next report would be with Finance Officer Curtis Henderson.
Good evening. For the month of November, the city received $2,714.99 in raw fish tax revenue. And for sales tax revenue, the city received $18,529.72.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. Any questions or comments for Curtis? All right. Hearing none. Thank you, Curtis. Okay. We'll move on to the next report, which is the administrator's report with Debbie Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, City Council. Some of us started off the December by attending the Alaska Municipal League conferences in Anchorage. As usual, there were a lot of good sessions on typical municipal topics. This year seemed to be all about human resources, workplace culture, and working together. As municipalities pivot to do more with less, regular strategic planning, recruitment for local expertise, and meaningful service delivery were the focus from my perspective. My favorite session was from COTEX, local corporations and governments who are working together to increase the benefits to communities and residents, and they're forming memorandum of agreements with all of the entities within their community, including their regional corporations. Mayor Smith and I are not proposing a midterm amendment to your FY25 budget. We passed it, it wasn't balanced completely, but there was not a deficit this year, where there was 6,000 over, that which we still need to have an amendment at some point to fix all of that. So the revenue and expenses were pretty much on track. The only big item that I felt like we could fix it at this time was the $390,000 that we received from the UNGA tribe for the equipment. So, and basically that's just an in and out. So at the next meeting we will, or before the next meeting, we'll take another look at where we are. I also wasn't sure about where we were with the holidays and staff in and out of the office if everything wasn't booked or in the system yet. So we'll be taking another look at that at the next meeting. I'm going to skip. No, I'm not. Mayor Smith and I are prepared to discuss the FY25 strategic plan. We talked about it at the last meeting. Specifically, once we want to discuss updates and our changes to the goal 2.1, goals and authority of the mayor and the city administrator, and goal 2.2, which is supervisor training and staff. Basically, the mayor wanted to make you aware that there may be some changes coming down in the near future, and just to be transparent, we want you to know if you hear anything, and please feel free to give us a call if you have any questions. That's for a goal 2.1. 2.2 is supervisor training and staff training. We continue to do the harbor training and the AML, obviously, and other trainings for staff this year, but we held off on the strategic planning supervisor training that we plan to do just because of the cost. Here we weren't sure where we are, so we could look at that at another time. Moving on, I participated along with the mayor at the Aleutian Butte Borough Strategic Planning and Finance sessions on January 8th and 9th. The borough is prioritizing education as it should and fisheries, and I do not anticipate any grant funding from the borough this year. Usually they gave us $100,000 every year or any community that requested it, and they have made a they have let us know that they're not going to be doing that this year. We are working on several ways to ensure sand for the roads this winter and beyond. We had a little hiccup this summer, probably associated with the change where we used to always get our sand from Cold Bay and the ferry system no longer will let us do that because it's too heavy for their ramps or their whatever they did to load and offload us with all the sand. So we are regrouping. I think the mayor thinks he may have a deal made up for some sand arriving early this spring. So we'll be set for at least another year and maybe 5 years. That's what we're hoping. I've been working on annual reports and subscriptions due to year end. There's been quite a few of those. Let's see. You asked us at the last meeting to bring more information on a couple of leases. After diving into those along with our finance, we decided that we wanted to take a closer look at all of our leases. We did find some problems where we may need to work on some rate adjustments. And if you have any questions about that, please let me know. I'm happy to share the details. Let's see. I'm preparing federal and state of Alaska CIP projects to submit to, I'm preparing CIP projects to submit to the federal and state of Alaska government, hoping that maybe we can get something funded this year. Where the mayor and I have been talking with our lobbyists and getting new ideas and suggestions from him on where to go for certain projects and who may be able to help us. And he can also review what we prepare and help us with our path forward on this. So I will be working pretty closely with our lobbyists this year. Of course, we are still looking for funding. We have a CIP list for you to look at in the agenda tonight. There are some different projects. Some have moved off because, like the incinerator, we received that, so we didn't know long we could just take that off and replace that with another need. So we'll be looking at that later tonight. Eastern Aleutian Tribes and the clinic maintenance, we talked about that a little bit at the last meeting. We have a big project at the clinic that we need to replace the floor up there. So East Paul Mueller at East asked me to hold off a little bit before we start on that project because he's hoping to get more funds to be able to help us with that. The lead pipe service agreement, service grant, service project that Dylan did this summer, did a fantastic job. I think it's coming to an end, and I'm working with them now to get the money to pay the bills for that. And I believe that's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie? Austin?
When we do the CIP, are we in competition? Is that, like, broken out by organizations, or do we compete against school districts and is it all one CIP pool?
Depends on the project. Each project we'll take and we'll find a funding source and apply for the grant or put it in as discretionary money from the legislature. However, some grant programs we may be competing with school districts. Definitely other city municipalities around the state. It might be a federal program where all the tribes are or municipalities are eligible to apply. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Any further questions for Debbie? All right. Hearing none. Thank you, Debbie. Okay, we'll move on to the next item of business, which is hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. Seeing there's no hearings or ordinances, we'll go on to Resolution 2501, a resolution of the City of Sandpoint City Council establishing the Capital Improvement Projects List.
And speaking of the CIP list, here it is. I handed out a piece of paper earlier where from the workshop we kind of upgraded the list, or we upgraded the list, and this is what we came up with. And I would, you want me to read the list? Or it's Sandpoint Culvert and Dam Upgrades. the Humboldt Slough Bridge Rehabilitation, which is basically changing the planking, maybe more involved than that as far as the structure of the bridge itself. So we will be taking a look at that. Sandpoint Harbor and the side road improvement that was on last year, we're going to keep that there. We're moving the sewer system upgrades because we think that we have the NTHC has that out for funding now. So it was suggested, Mark suggested that we take that off because if we show up to like Mortality's office and it's still on there and we tell her that they see it on ANTHC's list or whoever, she's going to say, well, why are you requesting money for that? So just kind of put it aside. We'll keep an eye on it, though, and if we see anything, we can contact ANTHC as well. Number five is the Harbor Travel with Fingers. I have no idea what that is. You could talk to our Harbor Master. And then number six is the Harbor Foot Bridge. We don't want to leave that on there. We talked about closing it, but the council feels like the utilities are all on that bridge, so we might want to keep that on the list.
Thank you, Debbie.
Is there a miswording for number five, Harbor Landfill Fingers, the Harbor Lift Fingers?
Yeah, they the travel. Yeah. Oh, did I mess that up? Okay.
Yeah,
I think the landfill just comes out.
Yeah.
All right. I tried to hurry and do that after our meeting. All worked up, so sorry. We'll fix that.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Ashley. Any other comments? Okay, seeing none. So do we have a motion to adopt Resolution 2501, resolution of the City of Sandpoint establishing the capital improvement project.
Make a motion to approve Resolution 2501, resolution of the City of Sandpoint establishing the capital improvement project list with the Harbor Travel List instead of landfill on number five. I'll second.
We have a motion by Austin and a second by Billy. for the questions, we'll call for you, Jay.
Jack?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
Oscar?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Amy? Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to the next item of the business, the old business, which there is none. So we'll go on down to new business, and the first is a update on the West Marine Construction Harbor Lease Revision Proposal. And on that, they were trying to further negotiate to remain on the property until September, in which we are trying to bring Sandpoint under barge. We did vote and pass that the mayor negotiate, which I guess is stating that the negotiations are still ongoing. Must change. Should we give direction to the mayor?
Mr. Mayor, I believe that this resolution this lease was approved by the council at the last meeting. And when we pushed it back to Western Marine for signature, they came back and wanted to request that we change the date to September rather than May. And then since then, you started having a conversation with him about sand, bringing sand to Sandpoint. So I know you talked to him today, and he still has about a week left to decide about that. And so there was a little bit of discussion about this in the earlier today in the workshop, and some of the counselors felt like we'll just leave the already passed, the piece that the council already took action on as is, and they could come back with a new, with a amendment or a new seat for the rest of the time, or for the band. That's my understanding.
Okay. I like that. Right. Thank you, Debbie. Any further comments? All right, seeing none, we'll move on then to the next item of new business. Is the Eastern Aleutian Tribes Revised Clinic Lease.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You passed the clinic lease in September meeting because it's the October 1st deadline, or the lease is dated October 1st of any year. When I took it to Eastern Aleutian Tribes, they requested a one-year lease that I bring it back to council and ask for a one-year lease because of similar issues that we have with the audit with GASB. And so that's the only thing that's changed in here on the second page is the lease term. And I should have redlined this for you, but I didn't. I just changed the date from September 30th, 27 to September, or 2025, or from 27 to 25. And then the renewal option this week will automatically renew for an additional one-year term each, unless, I don't know why I have each there, unless either lesser or leasee gives me notice not less than 90 days before the end of the lease term, then in effect. So you do need to, if you agree with that, I would recommend that you pass that. It really, GASB 87 requires a lot of work for the DC or the lessor. And
all right.
Thank you.
Do you want a motion to amend it on
hand? You can do it that way, or yeah. Yeah, we have to amend it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll make a motion. Clinically for a one-year term up to the 30th, 2025, rather than...
All right, we have a motion by Marika. A second.
Second.
By Amy. Any further discussion? Seeing none. Roll call, please, Jade.
Amy? Yes. Austin?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to the next item, which is the 2025 Hickey and Associate contract. And I will hand the floor to them.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I referenced this contract earlier with lobbyist Mark Hickey. He's represented the city of Sandpoint since 2007. The contract was typically $15,000 to $18,000 annually, but it was adjusted to $8,000 in 2020. This year, the mayor and I, trying to save money, considered maybe not recommending that you hire a lobbyist. However, today we received the governor's Task Force on Fisheries released a report, released a report that is about a page and a half of amending or adjusting or doing something with the raw fish tax in Alaska. So I haven't been able to read it thoroughly, but it could be a threat. It is threatened for local communities. So We spoke with the mayor, and I spoke with Mark Hickey this morning on the phone, and we are requesting that we hold on to him this year. He's going to also help us with a lot of the other funding that I talked about earlier, and so we do have a verbal and a, if you pass this, a way forward to have him help us this year. This is a, $8,000 is not hardly anything, really, when you're talking lobbyists. I mean, I wish we could pay him a lot more, and we'd probably get a lot more help from him, but because of our budget constraints, I would recommend $8,000 for this year.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any comments, questions, Austin?
I think part of the strategic plan should be considering how other municipalities are using their lobbyists effectively. $8,000 is probably enough to get like a newsletter of updates. I mean, like, yeah. They're not going to get a lot of guy from outside of whatever he's interested in doing for us.
The advantage that we have with Mark Hickey is that he works for the borough and he works for all, and he works for Lake and Penn Borough as well, because I worked with him at, in that capacity before. But he knows all of our issues out here and works in fisheries probably, you know, that helps a lot when we have someone like that working with all of our different fishers, and especially this year with the raw fish decks. I mean, that's our bread and butter. So we can hardly not afford to have him this year.
All right. Thanks, Austin. Any other questions? All right. For the questions, do we have a motion to accept the 925 Hickey and Associate contract?
I'll make a motion to for the extra year for the shortened contract over here for 2025 and associate contract.
Motion by Jack. Do we have a second?
Second.
By Billy. No further comments. We'll get a roll call, please, Jay.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
All right. Motion carried. Okay, we'll go on to the next item. Or next is the donation request by the class of 2025. And forward to the class of 2025.
On behalf of the Sandpoint class of 2025, we are reaching out to request your support for our upcoming senior trip. This is not only a celebration of our accomplishments, but also an opportunity for us to engage in educational experiences that will help us grow as individuals in and as future leaders of our community. Our senior trip is designed to combine fun with meaningful learning. It's designed to visit museums, historical landmarks, and other educational sites that will deepen our understanding of the world and inspire us to set ambitious goals for the future. For many of us, this trip is a rare chance to explore new places, broaden our horizons, and make lifelong memories. However, to make this trip possible, we need financial assistance. Students will need money to cover travel, food, lodging, and educational activities. And we currently have 8 students planning to attend. This year has been particularly challenging for our island community due to economic hardships, and the size of our class has increased compared to previous years, leading to a greater financial need. We're asking if the city could help us fund this incredible opportunity. Your support would mean a lot to us by contributing to our senior trip. We're not just helping ourselves to celebrate our achievements, but also investing in our education and our growth. Thank you for considering our request. We really appreciate your time and hope to have your support in making this trip a reality. Sandpoint class of 2025.
All right, thank you. Nice to be back. Okay, any questions or comments?
What are you guys asking for?
Anywhere from 3,000 to 6,000. have a motion? Any number? Maybe. That's good.
I can do a shot.
Could not make a decision on the number.
Deposit and come back if there's any point.
I feel like I shouldn't really say anything because more than from the class, but. I think less than 2,000 and maybe come back. Or because I'm really going to. We have to do this close up. Yeah.
Feature.
Come back tomorrow.
I'll make a motion to donate $2,000 at this point, with a side note of come back later once you guys get some more information from other funding sources. And, yeah.
All right, we have a motion for $2,000. Second. Motion by Austin and a second by Jamie. Further discussion?
So would that benefit me if can I still vote on it?
Yeah,
that's personally. All right, if no further discussion. Roll call, please.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. Okay, thank you guys. Okay, we'll move on to the next item is donation request by the Harry M. Stainers Association for the amount of $5,000. And I'd like to read it. Or
sure.
I read better than I.
I'll just read the letter. It is time of year again when the Harry M. Stainers Association is collecting membership dues for 2024. This year we are asking each tribe, city government, and corporation for $5,000 to continue supporting our mission to protect our salmon fisheries. With the current political climate now, more than ever, we need your help to ensure our success at keeping our fishery open. The Harry M. Stainers Association was formed in 2011, originally as an association for seiners. However, since the last Board of Fisheries cycle in 2019, we recognized the need to include the local set net fleet so they would also have formal representation. We currently have 65 members, 54 of which are seiners and 11 of which are set netters. During the last Board of Fish cycle meeting, almost all the stakeholders from Area M voluntarily unified to combat the effort trying to close Area M fisheries. Through the leadership of the local fishermen, we are able to prevent devastating changes to our management plan. In the last few years, we have assembled a very strong team of lobbyists, lawyers, public relations experts, and scientists. We have attended several Board of Fisheries meetings and workshops and engaged with key board members to develop a realistic strategy that has been presented. We've been working with all our gear types to ensure the success of our fisheries. Membership dues are critical for our association to operate and to contract subject matter experts that we need to survive the next Board of Fisheries meeting. These services are costly, but it is a price we must pay to protect our fisheries and our communities. By contributing, you will be helping to offset costs for the future of our fisheries and join us in creating a united front. We look forward to hearing from you.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Your letter
to the city. Any questions or comments?
We usually give them this, give them an amount. Should we usually give them this amount? Usually the usual amount?
I think it was last board cycle they asked for this, I believe. It was the same amount.
The same amount.
Okay, I make a motion.
I have a motion by Amy. Accept the donation request from the Area Painters Association for the 5,000. Oh, second by Jeff. Okay, so we have a motion by Amy and a second by Jeff. No further comment. Roll call, please, Jade.
Marisa?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Billy? Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll go on to the next item, which would be public comments. Are there any public comments at this time? All right, hearing none. We'll go on to the next item, would be council comments. Do we have any council comments at this time?
Yeah, I wanted to thank the UNGA tribe for their generous donation. I mean, that's amazing. Do you usually do something like card back? I mean, something kind of that's pretty amazing. And then Art Torres, you know, maybe a thank you card for him. It'd be amazing that he's donating his time for our community, and much appreciated.
All right. Thank you, Amy. Any other comments?
I think the police department should be thanked. Happen to do extremes in the job out here. I agree with Amy.
Okay. Thank you, Jack. Any other comments?
Second, thank the Paul Harbor Tribe and all the tribes who have generously donated throughout the last 4 years to helping our city. Really bad position. Tribes have both get their personas. Major infrastructure, so I can't say anything enough.
Comment. All right. Thank you, everybody. Stay the same. Thank you to all the tribes. We are working on a resolution which we're going to include them all on the next meeting. No further comments. We'll go on to adjournment.
I don't forget April 15th. I think it's the deadline for proposals.
Correct. April something. I don't know.
Close to that, between April 10th and 15th, perhaps. And don't forget to get your proposals in for the fish board. I think we should hold meetings. Everybody on the same page. Hold it. Maybe after the counter season. Contact some guy. Yeah. Where did that go?
It would be nice to get something going early this year, especially if there's going to be a bunch of dead time, like you said, between now and the card and then. Yeah, we're hardly dead after that. Everybody's just going to work.
Exactly, so we all. Right. Thank you. If there's no further comments, then do we have a motion to adjourn? Motion by Marisa. Do we have a second?
Second.
So we are adjourned at 7:44. Thank you, everybody.
Had no worries.
All righty, there we go. Sandpoint City Council has come up, done their regular meeting, and adjourned. 44 minutes. Looks like they worked a lot of it out in the workshop. Came along smooth. Funny enough, our intern, student employee this year is Mr. Jay Carlson, who was just there in front of City Council making the request for the class of 2025. Here's his radio show. Good job, everybody.
Welcome to Juice World Day. Today we're going to be checking out some music from Juice World.
First up, we have Adore You, Condone It, Love Letter, and Party By Myself.
Let me talk to y'all for a second, though. Let me get some lights. Let me see all the beautiful faces out here.
I'm at the Yoli. Fans hungry, I gotta feed them. Devil hating, I gotta beat them. Shorty thirsty. After that, that little leaving. Shorty wet like a boat, I'm sinking. It's so damn good, I'm dreaming. Woke up, she still eating. Oh, I need it. Pinocchio, I poke him. Like OVO, I sing to him. Like Michael Phelps, I she know I'm evil, joker. My aura, damn that potent. Euphoria, I'm floating. Was in the moment. She let three of my bonus. And she cooked for the game. Bonus. I got a new main thing. She don't play. So I know she wouldn't condone it. Let three Jonas, and she cook for the gang. Bonus, got a new main thing she don't play, so I know that she wouldn't condone. She let three of my Jonas, and she cook for the gang. Bonus, I got a new main thing she don't play, so I know she wouldn't condone it. I let three Jonas, and she cook for the gang. Bonus, got a new main thing she don't play, so I know that she wouldn't condone it.
I do it all to chase the dirt. anxieties ahead. When I wake up in the morning, I lean over and kiss my baby. She killed my torment, but some of it is inside me. It's hurting and hiding. That's why I get high so high and no one can find me. Like Franklin Aretha, I think they caught up to my brain.
Next up is Run, Big, The Bee's Knees, and Maze.
And I don't. Excuse my language, that's a memorable. I said it all the time. I'm sorry.